السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, "Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul and this place.
Imam al-Hussein's words addressed to Umar ibn Sa'd. O Umar, do you hope that you will slay me and the illegitimate one will entrust you with the regions of Ray and Jurjan? Never, ever by Allah, never will you rejoice it. This is a certain covenant. So do whatever you wish, because you will never take delight in this world, nor in the hereafter. I foresee that your head will be placed on a reed, and children will stone it in Al-Kufa, and take it as a target amongst themselves.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
As-salamu ala man ata'a Allah fi sirrihi wa alaniyatihi.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allah shifa'a fi turbatihi.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
As-salamu ala man al-ijabatu tahta qubbatih.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
As-salamu ala man al-a'immatu min dhurriyatih.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
As-salamu ala ibn khatim al-anbiya. As-salamu ala ibn sayyid al-awsiya.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
As-salamu ala ibn Fatimah al-Zahra. As-salamu ala ibn Khadijah al-Kubra.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija the Great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى السلام على ابن جنة المأوى السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the Lotus Tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the Garden of Refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
السلام على المرمل بالدماء السلام على المهتوك الخباء السلام على خامس أصحاب أهل الكسايا.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr al-Ruhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. Assalamu alayki wa Abu Abdullah. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program The Dialogue, and I'm Dr. Fakhr al-Ruhani. On the day of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn al-Islam addressed Umar ibn Sa'd. But why Umar ibn Sa'd? Because Umar ibn Sa'd was the commander of the Umayyad forces on the plain of Karbala on the day of Ashura. Please remember that Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad was the Umayyad governor of Al-Kufa, and that Umar ibn Sa'd was in charge of being the top, he was in charge of being the top ranking military commander of all the Umayyad forces who had gathered in Karbala in order to surround and martyr Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. In addition to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's meeting Umar ibn Sa'd on the previous night, now on the day of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam addressed Umar ibn Sa'd in public. Both camps were awake, and all of them were witnessing what was going on over there. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam addressed Umar ibn Sa'd in this way and said to him that, do you suppose that upon killing me, the governorship of the regions of Ray and Jorjan in ancient Persia would be entrusted to you? Do you expect it to realize in your case? Then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam anticipated that Umar ibn Sa'd would never reach that governorship for which he had come to Karbala in order to defeat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. What's important in this regard is that people may have various incentives in order to embark on a project, and in order to defeat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This can be done even in our present time, in our present day. Some people, quite insolently, may oppose the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, or they may show their insolence and their rudeness regarding Islamic articles of faith. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam gave him this indication that upon committing that crime, that is the crime of opposing Imam al-Husayn al-Islam and defeating him, Umar ibn Sa'd would never be able to achieve that post. And it realized, it came true. From this we understand that those people who may want to achieve any responsibility or any status, however and apparently higher than other things, through disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or imposing anything hard on an infallible imam, they would certainly never reach that seemingly high position. Thank you.
As-salamu alayka ya Muhammad.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
عليك مني سلام.